Hey guys, Abby McKenzie here with another edition of Put a Ring on It. Super excited to share this next interview with you. When I think back to when I first fell in love with the wrestling industry, a lot of that had to do with the Attitude Era. And I think everybody has one or two things in particular that really gets them hooked on wrestling and makes them come back week after week after week. Of course, for me, one of those things was Stone Cold Steve Austin. Another thing was the tag team division, smack bang in the middle of the Attitude Era. So the Hardy Boys, Edge and Christian, the Dudley Boys. I fell in love with that whole division, and that was the reason that I would keep watching all the time, and probably ultimately the reason I became so obsessed with wrestling and why I've never grown out of it once. So you can imagine just how excited I was when I got the call to say that I would be interviewing Bubba Ray Dudley. I know, a super epic moment for me. Of course, he's touring House of Hardcore, doing their Australian leg of House of Hardcore at the moment. And it's going to be the first time I'm seeing Bubba Ray perform, and also the first time that I've been able to interview him as well. So a very exciting thing for me to do, something that's always been on my bucket list. And let me give you one little tip. If you ever get the chance to interview Bubba Ray Dudley, of course, that's how we know him. But nowadays, he's going by the name Bully Ray. Don't stuff that up, or he might put you through a table. I learned the hard way. Here he is, Bubba Ray Dudley, aka Bully Ray, on Put a Ring on It. He's a hardcore legend. He is one half of the most prolific tag teams in wrestling history, the Dudley Boys. He is a WWE Hall of Famer, and he's coming right here to the Sunshine Coast on July 15 for House of Hardcore. Thanks for joining me, WWE Hall of Famer Bubba Ray Dudley.
Bubba Ray Dudley, now known as who? Come on, Abby.
I was just about to say, we will now know him as Bully Ray.
If you get that wrong one more time during this interview, then I might have to put you through a table.
It would be an honor, Bully. It would be such an honor if I was to go through a table. However, my bumping skills aren't that great. I'll let you know right now.
That's okay.
How keen are you to get to Australia for House of Hardcore? There's been such a buzz about it here.
I got to tell you, since the day that Tommy Dreamer told me and Velvet Sky about the House of Hardcore tour in Australia, I came home, I marked it down on my calendar, and we have been looking so forward to it. It's been a long time since I've been to Australia. I've been there once or twice with the WWE. I was there once for an independent promotion, maybe back in 2006. But it's been a long time since I've been down there, and we are definitely looking forward to it. House of Hardcore always delivers, and I know the first House of Hardcore tour did phenomenally down in Australia. Well, we're taking it to the next level on this one. This one's going to be a little bit more hardcore, a little bit more extreme, and a lot more fun. And I guarantee you that somebody is going through a table every single night in every single city.
I'm so excited for it. I've actually taken the next day off work and everything. That's how pumped I am for it. I'm going to need a day to recover. Now, it's Velvet Sky and Angelina Love, the beautiful people. It's their first time down under, isn't it?
I believe this is Velvet Sky's and Angelina Love's, the beautiful people, first time in Australia. And for all the guys and gals out there who have never seen the beautiful people in action, you definitely want to come out and check them out up close, very, very up close and personal. They'll be signing autographs. They'll be taking pictures. They will be in-ring action. I mean, you got the beautiful people. You got myself, Bully Ray. You got Tommy Dreamer. You got the badass Billy Gunn. Mick Foley's going to be around. All of the House of Hardcore, young guys, all of the legends, you throw them all together in one big pot, you stir it up, and it makes for an awesome time. If you thought the first House of Hardcore tour down there was good, you ain't going to want to miss the second one.
I mean, are you surprised at just how successful it is? Like, obviously, Tommy Dreamer's a genius for putting it together, but it's just skyrocketed, hasn't it?
Wrestling is huge all over the world, and Tommy was very smart. He knows how to tap into exactly what fans want all over the world. And it's no secret that House of Hardcore is kind of like what ECW was back in the day. We give wrestling fans exactly what they want to see. If you want to see a great wrestling match, you can see it at House of Hardcore. If you want to see an extreme rules match where guys are beating each other in the head with trash cans and, you know, tables, ladders, and chairs, you can find it at House of Hardcore. If you want hot chicks like the beautiful people who can kick ass and look good doing it, you're going to find it at House of Hardcore. Anything you can possibly want in a wrestling show, you will find at a House of Hardcore event.
I'm so pumped for this. When was the last time you got to catch up with some of these guys? Because, I mean, this is a stacked card, as you mentioned earlier. Is it kind of going to be a bit like a family reunion to see these people again?
Whenever you're out on the road and you see the guys and the gals, it's always like a family reunion. But the most fun that we have is seeing the fans. Like, I haven't been to Australia in so long. A couple of my friends who live down there are telling me, they're like, hey, Bubba, the fans down here are really excited to see you come back. So I'm most excited about seeing the fans down there. I mean, we're going to be all over the damn place down there. So it's really about getting up close and personal with the fans, bringing some fans in the ring, and having a great time.
Well, this is one thing that I personally love about House of Hardcore is that it's actually featuring Aussie wrestlers as well. And that's a huge opportunity for them. That's a huge opportunity for career growth, really. It kind of seems like there are a lot of eyes on the Australian wrestling scene at the moment. Do you feel like that's the case as well?
I've actually had a few students come to my wrestling school, the Team 3D Academy in Kissimmee, Florida, from Australia to train with me. One of my students down there, the guy that looks like Michael P.S. Hayes, he has a wrestling promotion down there. And the wrestling scene in Australia, from what I understand, is booming. So you take the wrestling scene that's booming down there, you add House of Hardcore in there, you add some of the Australian wrestlers and superstars to a House of Hardcore show. And Abby, you tell me, does that sound exciting or not?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, we've even got local guys from here on the Sunshine Coast that will be performing House of Hardcore, and they already have their own fan base here. So it's great for us as, like, hardcore fans to be able to see our guys getting a shot too. So that's going to be amazing.
Are you going to be excited to see some of your guys get the crap beat out of them by me?
I'm wondering if I'm going to see one of my guys go through a table. I'm a bit nervous about it now.
Well, yeah, like I said, we're going to have tables there. We'll probably have a couple of cheese graters. We'll have some trash cans, some steel chairs, some ladders, maybe some thumbtacks. Maybe I'll bring some lighter fluid and set somebody on fire.
Why not?
Never know what's going to happen when I'm out there.
Why not? Bully, tell me, what's your opinion on how the business has kind of developed in recent years? I mean, sure, we can talk about WWE, but you've got like the independent scene that's booming at the moment. And then when you have shows like House of Hardcore that are touring, it's pretty amazing.
Listen, the WWE will always be the biggest company in the world, and they'll always do big business no matter where they go. But WWE is not the only show in town. There are plenty of other promotions out there. I'm sure in Australia you're familiar with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar with Ring of Honor mm-hmm. Wrestling. And as you know, because we're coming back down there for a second time, you're familiar with House of Hardcore Wrestling. So pro wrestling is thriving everywhere around the world. And there's a rabid fan base for wrestling, and there always has been. And if memory serves me correct, the last time I was there in Australia, every single city I am, those were some of the loudest crowds I've ever performed in. And I'm expecting nothing less.
We are going to tear the house down for you guys. Like, that's definitely going to happen. I mentioned earlier that you're one of the newest WWE Hall of Famers. Congratulations, for starters. That's a huge thing for you. Congratulations. How was it being at the ceremony, getting the call? I mean, I'm sure you probably thought at some stage you're going to be inducted, but that must have been a really huge moment for you.
It's always nice to be acknowledged and honored, and being in the WWE Hall of Fame is probably, you know, the pinnacle. It's it's the final nod from the fans and your peers that you are the best of the best of the best. So it was great to be inducted with my brother Devon, being up there, accepting our Hall of Fame rings, having all my friends and family there, having Velvet there, and being able to put somebody through a table on our very last night together.
And how was Devon up there? He was hilarious. It was like he was having the time of his life.
Yeah, Devon waited until our last night together to be entertaining. Like, he's never been that entertaining ever in his entire career, and he waited for the Hall of Fame. So I guess if you're going to save the best for last, he did a great job saving his best for our last night.
He certainly did. Now, of course, you spent much of your career as a tag team with the Dudley Boyz. I mean, do you prefer one or the other, being a singles competitor or tagging?
I enjoy them both. Me and Devon had such a great chemistry together and so much success together. When I originally got into pro wrestling, when I was a little kid, I always knew that I wanted to be a part of a tag team, and I wanted to be a part of the most successful tag team. And I'm proud to say that me and Devon accomplished that. Going out on my own and becoming a singles wrestler really was because we had nothing left to do. We had accomplished everything you could possibly accomplish in the world of tag team wrestling. And we conquered everything, every territory, and everybody. So trying to do it on my own was the natural next step. And that's when, Bully Ray was born. And I've been having a great time with Bully Ray and doing Bully Ray all by myself, two-time TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Now I've been with Ring of Honor. I'm having a blast over there. So whether it's in a tag team with the Dudley Boyz or Team 3D or doing it on my own as Bully Ray, I can guarantee you that I'm having fun, you're having fun, and people are getting beat up.
They definitely are. You mentioned you've worked for a bunch of companies over your career. What is the main differences between, say, working for one of the bigger companies like WWE and then working on, say, TNA or Ring of Honor?
Well, every single company has their positives and their negatives, and I'm one of the lucky ones. I got to be a part of ECW in its heyday.
Yeah.
I got to be a part of the WWE during the Attitude Era, its heyday. I was a part of TNA during its heyday. Now I'm with Ring of Honor, and it's in its heyday. I was a part of New Japan. I was a part of All Japan, obviously with House of Hardcore. So I've been with these companies when they have flourished the best, and I've had nothing but a great time no matter where I am. And I go into each match the same way. I want to steal the show. I want to tear the house down. And I want to give the people what they want to see.
Well, House of Hardcore, it is coming up super fast, July 15 at the Shed Aussie World. I can't wait. You can't wait. People are going to get beat up. As you said, any final words, Bully Ray?
Well, my final word is this. If you're listening to my voice right now, and if you're not sure whether you should buy a ticket, you should definitely buy a ticket, because if you don't, you're missing out on probably the greatest wrestling show that will come to Australia this year. House of Hardcore always delivers. You don't have to be in front of 60, 70, or 80,000 people to have a great time. House of Hardcore is the show you want to come to, is the place you want to be.
The Shed Aussie World, House of Hardcore, July 15. You can get your tickets right now at houseofhardcore.net. Bully Ray, please don't put me through a table when I see you at House of Hardcore.
You never know. If you get too close to that ring, you're going through, girl.
Bully Ray, it's been a bucket list interview for me and a real pleasure speaking with you. We'll see you at House of Hardcore. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Get the tables.